Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Today on 100 Yards of Football, Vinton Turner comes in ready to go, causing thunder and lightning. Today, he goes over the edge rusher, the defensive end from Alabama. Ladies and gentlemen, he gets ready to slice and dice and give you the unlocking of the paralysis of the analysis on where Will Anderson will go when he goes on the clock with Vinton Turner, not next April on 2023. You get it today, right here on 100 Yards of Football. It's an explosive one this week.
If you like the video today, please come in and share it. I'm surely appreciated here at 100 Yards Football. I'm your host, Vinton Turner. And today, I talk about a young man who I think is the best football player in the country in 2022, pound for pound. Will Anderson, out of Dutchtown High School in Hampton, Georgia. So if you like the video, please come in and share it. We will surely appreciated here at 100 Yards Football, Will Anderson, the Terminator, October the 26th, 1984, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Linda Hamilton. Man, this young man is a very special football player. And I'm going to tell you something, 2 years ago, there was a gentleman that was part of 100 Yards Football. He's the defensive coordinator over at North Atlanta High School. His name is Kevin the Bull Jones. And I remember when we was talking about that Alabama recruiting class, everybody was hyped on Bryce Young. Of course, he was the five-star quarterback coming out of California. But Kevin the Bull Jones told me, and I never really heard of Will Anderson. All I know, the young man was a four-star down there in Dutchtown High School, down there in Hampton, Georgia, which is about 40 miles from downtown Atlanta. And he said, Vincent, this young man is going to be one of the best football players that played on the defensive side of the ball that's ever came through college football. And I said, woo, let me back up. You know how we back up? And most of all, what Kevin Jones told me about Will Anderson, he comes from a hell of a family. Great character. And he's a special, special young man. Well, let's rewind the clock 2 years to the day. Now, I turned 62 years old on July 17th. And I've been following this great game of college football for a long time, ever since I was 6 years old. And I'm going to tell you something. Will Anderson, this young man, might be the best defensive player that I've seen play college football. And I've seen some great ones in my lifetime, up close and personal, on film and on TV. The young man has done things in the toughest conference in America, the SEC. It's no other conference that's better as far as producing athletes going to the NFL. It's the competition at the highest level. And this young man is playing like no tomorrow. And see, I'm going to take you back. Like I say, here on 100 Yards Football, everyone knows that I had an aunt that attended Tennessee State University in the mid-60s, and I got to see Claude Humphrey play up close and personal. I got to see Ed Tuttle Jones. Then I went to the University of Arkansas from 1978 to 1981. And trust me, I've seen a lot of great football players. Mike Singletary at Baylor University. I've seen them have 33 tackles in one game. Dan Hampton, that was at Arkansas, when I came up there as a true freshman. Kenneth Sims, that was at the University of Texas. See, I've seen some great football players. Then if you want to go history, right, Bubba Smith, 1966, the first college football game that I watched on TV. Michigan State going up against Notre Dame and Bubba Smith out of Texas, like a Gonzalo King going up against Notre Dame. Then see Steve Edmund that was at the University of Washington in the 90s. Randy White that was at Maryland. Reggie White, who played at Tennessee in my home state. I'm originally from the 901 Memphis, Tennessee. I seen this young man play high school football, dunked at my high school, Southside High School in Memphis, Tennessee. Almost broke the rim. That's how great an athlete Reggie White was. Outstanding football player at Tennessee. Alan Page, when he was at Notre Dame. Man, I've seen some great ones. Warren Sapp in Miami. Bruce Smith at Virginia Tech. Lawrence Taylor in North Carolina. LeVar Arrington at Penn State. Tommy Casanova at LSU. Deion Sanders at Florida State. Charles Woodson at Michigan. Jack Tatum at Ohio State. Chris Spelman at Ohio State. And you ask me why I'm saying all these players. These players were players that can change the game. They were impact players. They were terminators on the field. That's why I'm bringing all these great players that I've seen. Leslie O'Neal, when he was at Oklahoma State. Oh, Jesus. Outstanding football player. Then you talking about Jerry Robinson at UCLA. Chip Banks at USC. Players that can change the game. You knew they was on the field. Then think about this young man, what he's done in 2 years at Alabama. I'm not even going to bring up the stat lines yet. But think about the school he's playing with. The history of the 60s. All the great defensive players that came through Alabama. Leroy Jordan. Woodrow Lowe. Bob Bumhauer, Monty Lyons, Barry Krause, a guy I seen playing high school. He's a year ahead of me. He was from Nashville, Tennessee. I seen him come down and play a team out of Memphis. EJ Jr., Thomas Boyd, two of the greatest college football linebackers of all time, Derek Thomas and Cornelius Bennett, even Dante Hightower here recently. And this gentleman right here, he is special. He might be the best of all these players that I've named. So when you play college football at a high level on the defensive side, it's really hard to be recognized among the best players in the country. Even be mentioned in the breath as a Heisman Trophy winner. Let me throw some others. Tim Hendricks out of Miami. Hugh Green out of Natchez, Mississippi, Pittsburgh. Sean Taylor out of the University of Miami, the great late Sean Taylor. Guys that can impact the game. And this young man has done something I've never seen no football player do in 2 years. Think about it, 24.5 sacks in 2 years, 41.5 tackles for loss, 153 tackles. In the best conference in America. Georgia just had 15 players drafted. This year, Alabama, based on all the pre-draft publications, It's in Alabama might break the record with 16 players. He's played against the most high-level competition out there. It's unbelievable. The guy, the football player, and the skill set, ridiculous speed, A+, athlete, A+, versatile, A+, lightning quickness, A+, pro-ready moves, A+, chasing plays down from the backside, A+. I get excited when I talk about this young man. Explosive, A+, instinctive, A+. In my 66 years, excuse me, 62 years, I'm thinking about Bubba Smith in 66, Michigan State, Notre Dame. This gentleman, pound for pound, is 6'4", 245, might be the best football player on the defensive fireball ever. And the reason I'm giving this a vote is because of the competition and the time we are now. It's nobody that's even done this at this level. And when you think about it, I'm going to throw another name in there that I saw play, Gabriel Rivera at Texas Tech. That was about 6'3", 305. And be honest, he was the best defensive player I ever seen in my life, played the defensive tackle position. Got drafted in the first round by the Pittsburgh Steelers. And then we know what happened. Second year in the league, he had that serious car wreck, ended up passing the Cobb Sonora sack. And then I think about watching Brian Ingram when I was a junior in high school. Brian Ingram played for Hamilton High School, which is my, was the rivals of Southside High School, what I attended. And Brian was the defensive player of the year in the city of Memphis, went on to Tennessee, had a great career, went on, got drafted in the fourth round, the 82 draft by the New England Patriots, and played in the Super Bowl. And then I'm going to go back to Mike Singletary. Those are the two greatest football players I've seen play defensively. And then I think about Will Anderson. Coach Jones was correct. He said he was going to be something special, but in my eyesight, he might be the best defensive player I ever seen or came across. And then think about this. He was the captain of the University of Alabama as a sophomore last year. Think about this. He's only 20 years old. Think about this. I think why me and him are very, very kind of got this connection going. He's the only boy. I believe out of six children, he has five sisters. I know how that feel because I'm the only boy out of four siblings and I have three sisters. Rhonda in Nashville, Bridget in New Orleans, and Stephanie in Tennessee. I love all y'all. God bless. But Will Anderson, it's just amazing what he's going to do this season. Because one thing, as I talk about him being a great football player and what he's just done on his career level, think about this. He's going to be motivated. It's no question about it. He should have been invited to the Heisman Trophy ceremony last year up there in New York. It's no question about it. He was a better player than Aiden Hutchinson out of Michigan. Better stats. It's no question he played in a better conference and played competition. Then think about this. He's from Hampton, Georgia. Lost the national championship game to his home state, the Georgia Bulldogs. And a lot of people don't know. In that game, he was fighting some injuries. Bad knee and bad back. But you never would know. But the thing I like about him, and I'm going to end it with this about Will Anderson, is that I always go and see what your teammates say about you. I do the back channel work. And not one Alabama football player that I looked at my research to say anything about Will Anderson. There was comments, the work ethic is off the charts. The leadership is off the charts. He don't do a lot of talking. He's about production. He's about action. He's about that life. Will Anderson, baby, you might be the greatest college football player I ever seen played on the defensive side of the ball. I mean, we're going to throw Kenny Easley in there, UCLA. Ronnie Lott, USC. I've thrown Chip Banks in there, USC. Man, you special. Oh, God, you special. Your family should be proud. And that's why, man, I'm proud of you. I'm from Memphis, Tennessee, the 901, and I'm going to tell you, I have not seen a lot of special defensive football players come through college football like you have. And I'm very grateful that I'm here live in my home here in Douglasville, Georgia, which is about 45 minutes from where you at in Hampton, Georgia. And the only regret, man, I didn't see you play in high school. Because I've seen a lot of Georgia high school football players in games. But you was quiet down there in Dutchtown. But one thing that I understand, you're a guy that don't go by a lot of talking. You don't need a lot of accolades. Your production is on the field. One more time, in two seasons, in the most prolific, toughest conference in all of America, the SEC, this guy's got 153 tackles, 24.5 sacks, 41 tackles for loss. Unbelievable, man. LaVar Arrington, too. Mike Singletary, too. I mean, throw Ray Lewis in there, too. I'm going to be honest. Brian Bosworth, too. Leroy Salmon, too. Dewey Salmon, too. Boomer Sumner, Oklahoma. This young man, when it's all said and done, don't make a mistake, New York, like you did last year, not invite him up there to the Heisman Trophy. He's motivated. Georgia, y'all won the national championship last year. Will Anderson has a motivation there. That's why I like the young man. He's double motivated. Hell of a football player. No question about it. One of the best I've ever seen on the defensive side of the ball. I can name numerous defensive players that I have here in the last 16 minutes. And I guarantee you, Will Anderson might be the best I've ever seen on a college level. Will Anderson, baby, God bless you. I love you, brother. That's why right now you deserve everything you got. Last year, that's all right. They didn't recognize you at the Heisman Trophy ceremony. But that's why you're driving that new sporty Porsche. That's why you're down there playing for Nick Saban. The young man you see on the screen is a phenomenal football player, man. I'm sorry. It's no question about it. He's the best defensive player in the country. And pound for pound, he might be the best college football player right now at this present time. So if you like the video, please come and share it. I surely appreciate it here on 100 Yards Football. And my final words about Will Anderson out of Dutchtown High School, Hampton, Georgia. It's something I'm going to go a little different today. See, I'm from the state of Tennessee, and I like all type of music from Southern gospel music to soul music to rock to rap. When I think about Will Anderson, I think about the Oak Ridge Boys out of Oak Ridge, Tennessee. And the thing about Will Anderson, you are the one, baby. There's a time I have looked in the water and had no reflection to show. And there's a time I have stood at the crossroads, not knowing which way to go. See, you have some voters, y'all disrespected this young man at a high level. And the University of Georgia, y'all made a serious mistake when y'all beat them in the national championship game. See, Will Anderson, like the Oak Ridge Boys, you are the one. Motivation.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
God bless. I'm Vincent Turner, here on 100 Yards of Football.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.